Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Okay, They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law. Ketch's, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. If that is you, call Ketch's Law today. Shime, what is first?
Well, Greg, quickly, Ryder Cup update. He almost drove the first green. He attempted to, didn't quite get there, but he then walked in like a putt from 15 feet. So Bryson is cooking on the first hole already. But speaking of the Ryder Cup.
Almost on number four at Granite Links, you almost got your ball out of the sand trap on the third attempt, I remember correctly.
Definitely, yep.
Curtis,
exactly.
Your caddy was there ready to rake.
Yep, yeah. Tough day. Okay,
yeah. And then you threw the rake at me.
Nope, yeah, it was a club in a different hole. So speaking of the Ryder Cup, Rory McIlroy spoke to the media and talked about how much he loves America. Let's see if we can turn Curtis's cold heart in favor of Rory McIlroy.
Everyone wanted to make it in America. It's the land of opportunity. And I still believe it's the greatest country in the world. And if you come here and you work hard and you dedicate yourself, you can be or do whatever you want. I am unbelievably grateful and lucky that I got to come to America early on. And I think success is celebrated here. I think there's a wonderful sense of work ethic. And yeah, as you know, I live here. My wife is American. My daughter is American. You know, I have a lot of affinity towards this country, and I think everyone that lives here should have that same affinity because it's a wonderful place.
Okay, Rory.
Oh, please. Mm-hmm. It's like he should have started by, I know that Americans are starting to hate me, so here we go. Like, that's what he's doing.
Really?
He knows that he's lost a lot of American fans recently because he's a complainer. That's what he does. He just complains.
Do you remember when he said we should boycott Liv and anybody who joined it? And then a month later, he's like, let's get lunch.
If he does complain, then I guess he is American because we got a lot of complainers out here in America.
You're a complainer, Coach. Yeah.
Well, I'm a proud American complainer.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's more the douchey stuff, like yelling at other guys' caddies in parking lots, and I just don't.
Oh, he's definitely American. Then if
I don't vibe with that. It's not my vibe. So
I will. Outside of a total and complete change to everything in his life, I will gladly root against Rory for the rest of time.
Is he using a legal driver this week or no?
I believe so.
How about that? Immediately goes to Scottie Scheffler, who's never said a bad word about anybody. What a dink.
All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, let's hop over to football for a moment because former New England Patriot Tyquan Thornton has seen a bit of a revival in his career over in Kansas City. Spoke to the media yesterday and talked about his time in New England and advice he has for young NFL players because of what he learned. Here was Tyquan Thornton.
Man, that moment was pretty huge for me because I know, like, my time there in New England while I was there, the media used to try to beat up on me a little bit bad, you know. So I remember, like, just, you know, not having the best game of my career, being a young player, you know, going to Twitter and seeing, like, you know, the media just beating you up. So I used to get down on myself a little bit, but, you know, just looking at myself in the mirror, just knowing who I truly am, you know what I'm saying, keeping my head high, you know, just keep pounding at the rock and, you know, just keep working. Now, like, it's starting to show a little bit, so I just want to keep on getting better and just keep on improving.
Have you been looking at Twitter, or did you just say, that's just not healthy for me, I'm not going to look for that?
Yeah, it's not really healthy at all, being a young player. So if you're a young player, I'll give you the advice. Like, if you're not doing well, don't look at Twitter at all.
Smart.
Yeah. There you go. Well, don't let Twitter bother you. I mean, seriously?
Like, mean, Pop just said, don't let it steal your joy.
Yeah, you go out there and you play. Like, if you're going to look at it, don't let it bother you. It is what it is. You should know. If you ain't performing and people are saying you ain't performing, you should be like, yo, they right.
Yeah, Tyquan Thornton said, just drop it like I do.
Who has more to lose with a loss this weekend, Chiefs or Ravens?
It's definitely the Chiefs. Like, I don't even think it's remotely close. Because especially if you look at the Ravens' schedule, there's a portion of the schedule they could just rattle off 8-9 in a row because all of their opponents stink. And their division isn't that good. The Bengals are terrible because they don't have Joe Burrow anymore. The Steelers, we saw them last week. They're not that good. Right. And then the Browns have no offense and are only defense. And they've already beaten them once. So it's like the Ravens could finish 9-7 and win that division if they wanted to.
KC is just like, if they that would make them 0-4, right?
No, 1-3.
1-3. One and three.
Yeah. They beat the Giants.
And it looks bad. Like, when you watch KC, their offense doesn't look good. Defensively, they're okay. If they go, you know, and I guess it depends on how they lose to Baltimore, but it just looks bad for them.
And they're in a tougher division. Like, the Chargers are dominating currently. Right. They look awesome.
Denver's
the Broncos,
good.
The Broncos will figure it out. Bo Nix has struggled, but that team is good, especially that defense. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, this game means way more to Kansas City, in my opinion, than it does to Baltimore.
Okay, what's next?
Well, Greg, another quarterback that has been dealing with some criticism is Tua Tagovailoa, a guy we saw and beat a couple weeks ago. Him and Cam Newton seem to have a beef going on. Cam Newton been criticizing Tua quite a bit, and so Tua decided to try and clap back, even though he told us the week of the Patriots game he doesn't really look at media or anything like that, decided to clap back at Cam Newton. Here was Tua Tagovailoa.
Anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure, but, you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way, or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there are those who that's their job is to comment on what you're doing.
Right.
I mean,
and I get it. Like, if you're going at
some of them are former NFL players.
Right. I get it. If you're going at somebody who's never played quarterback, who's commenting on it, and you're like, well, it ain't easy to play it. You know, all you do is write articles and talk about playing quarterback, but you never played. Cam was an MVP in the NFL. It's like,
I almost had a $30 million a year deal here. If you had been the GM.
Close. Yeah, he would have been. I mean, he almost did have one, but he has proven he could play and be successful in the NFL and carry a team to a Super Bowl, even though they lost.
He's attacking a guy. He's saying it's easier to click and watch and criticize than to play the game. The man that you're talking about was an MVP.
Right.
I mean,
can we go back to something? Didn't we play an audio cut from Tua last week where he's like, my kids play video games. I don't listen to anything on TV. I don't hear what anybody says.
Correct.
And every day he's bitching about something someone said about him.
Yeah. That was a magic time when Cam Newton was on the New England Patriots and on this show.
It was a good time.
What a great guest he was.
Seven wins.
I go home. Yeah. I'm with my kids, with my family. The kids want to watch Disney Channel or Disney Plus. Like, going to put whatever's on for them. Then I'll play, like, games with my wife while I'm there. So I wouldn't say I get to hear a lot of that or see a lot of that.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like that's the case there, Tua, but oh well.
The Cam Newton discussion reminds me that we have yet to get to Robert Kraft accepting a 9% investment in the football team, 8%, whatever the number is. That's interesting.
Yeah.
that news yesterday.
Why is it that every story that's the big story of the day breaks at 10:08?
I don't know.
But, yeah, I saw a lot of this. People saying, why wouldn't you have Brady do it? Brady got a discount in Vegas. The Crafts aren't going to do a discount, which is unfortunate. Private equity.
So Tom got a discount investing in the Raiders.
Yeah.
And he put a little group together, right?
Right. Like Seymour and a couple other guys.
Yeah.
I have all the confidence in this guy. Dean Metropoulos, he's like a Greek legend. He saved Twinkies.
What do you mean a Greek legend?
I'm going to tell you. Oh. He saved Twinkies.
Really?
Yeah. So if he can Greg save Rand. Twinkies.
He saved Twinkies?
He can save the Patriots.
He can save the New England Patriots.
Yeah. That's like his claim to fame.
Wow. That's great.
So the more you know.
Did he ever consider putting any real food products in Twinkies?
Probably
no?
not.
No,
What's
no,
the fun
no,
in that?
Okay.
No, yeah.
No. I the way they haven't spent money and then this money right here, I don't get it. I don't like. How much money do you need before you start actually investing in a team that wins?
I'm guessing that it's probably very similar to the Celtics situation where it might be an estate planning thing.
Okay. But they're not going to sell. Like, do you think Jonathan's going to sell the Patriots?
No.
No, but you do have to, you know, the government, when I don't even, I jinx-wise, I don't, but when somebody passes away,
mm-hmm.
you do have an onerous tax from the government. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes people around the individual try to get money beforehand.
Okay.
Liquidate for some of the cash so that you can pay the taxes and not have to worry about it.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also pretty cool, this guy's son, Darren, purchased the Playboy Mansion in 2016.
All right.
Oh, is that the one you went to with your dad?
Yes. Right. We didn't get past the gate, unfortunately, but I do have a photo of, like, you know, 14-year-old
I bet maybe
me.
You could get in now if you wanted to.
I know.
Right. You got to connect.
That's not discussed enough on this show.
No.
Yeah.
That her lifelong goal was to be a
playmate.
Centerfold.
No, it wasn't to be a playmate. It was to have a centerfold.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which is different.
Is it?
It is.
Still a playmate.
To have a centerfold, you'd have to be famous. So I think my main goal was to get famous and then to get a centerfold.
Right.
Centerfolds are tastefully done. Like, your bits are all covered. Yeah.
I don't think they
you still show some hoo-has.
No, not in the centerfold. Like Kim Kardashian's with the pearls, very tasteful.
Well, Kim's already out there. I mean,
right. We already seen her, but I think most celebrities go in there and show some nudity, especially up top. You got to at least show your knockers.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, no, I looked up the address and we went.
Knockers?
Yeah. Well, I want to keep it. I don't want to get banned from Twitch I say chesticles.
Just say boobs.
Your naughty pillows.
So then you said to your father, I love John Cox, one of the greatest human beings ever. Hey, can we go by the Playboy Mansion? Because my dream is to be a centerfold. And he said, yes, I'll drive you by there.
He claims I never said the centerfolds part. My mom and I look at each other like, yeah, I did. but we were staying in Laguna Beach. And we had one day where we went to like Beverly Hills and I got to see everything over there.
Did you see Elsie?
That was why we went to Laguna, was because of the show. But I looked up the address and said, Dad, that like I really want to go by. It was during the time of Girl Next Door, their TV show.
Yeah.
So my mom and I watched the TV show. Mm. So I got out, got a photo outside the gate. It's between that and when I look back at my college dorm and I had a Lily Pulitzer poster that I had my dad, oh, God bless him, every fall hang above my bed, and it said, get naughty. But it was N-A-U-T-I, and it was like a Lily Pulitzer print. It's framed in my, like, my bedroom at my parents' house now, and
your
I say,
dad put up a poster in your college dorm of get naughty,
N-A-U-T-I. Oh, I had, and then the other
so
one said like dress like it's a life is a party or something, like two Lily Pulitzer posters.
Oh, God,
but I look at it all the time now, and I said, I can't believe that you allowed me to have
they're
that.
They're free spirits, though. We know that. So that
they're really
when you grow
not.
Up in a swing
they're
from,
really not. They're like the waspiest you, two people that
the,
like
the no. fact that you were 12 years old and you and your mother were watching a show about playmates.
Right.
It's just the gateway to sexual freedom.
Right. When he was hanging that puppy, he was winking at the neighbor, Mrs. Jones, next door, like, get naughty.
No.
That is...
But yeah, no, I'll show you a photo of it. It's still
he's
hanging.
Like progressive dinner Saturday at the house.
Put the keys in the bucket.
Hey. Like a European family, you're free.
They're really not, though. Yeah.
Get naughty. Oh,
yeah, N-A-U-T-I. It was like one of my favorites, but I didn't realize back then how inappropriate that was.
Kind what of on you, the nose.
What if your son, your soon-to-be son, whose name we don't know, are we ever going to know it?
When he's born.
That's it. Yeah. We're not going to get an indication earlier. Yeah. What if he wants to be like a male stripper or something like that? Are you going to encourage that career?
I mean.
What?
What? I mean, like,
Polo makes a good living.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. But I mean, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I really.
You cross that bridge when you
right.
get there.
Yes.
Courtney, all you
long
can do.
Long way to go.
Right. A long way.
Long way to go.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The key
yeah.
is all you can.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do is lay down a good foundation, but it's not really going to be you. Mm-hmm. You can raise your kids, but the streets are going to influence them. So his friends are going to be the ones that influence him to go whatever direction.
The angry,
that is.
The scary streets of our leafy suburb. I don't know where
they,
that
they're
will
the wildest
take them.
Ones out there. Yeah. The suburban kids don't get it twisted.
No, I agree with you.
I probably won't even be here when he's 18 and or 22.
Oh, let's yeah. not Consider, talk like that.
Absolutely not. Here. You'll be long gone.
No, that's not true. You're going to live forever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.